President Obama's earlier stop in Cuba was meant to start a new chapter in U.S. relations with the island, or as Obama put it, to bury the last remnant of the Cold War in the Americas. Cuba was sustained for decades by the Soviet Union, and with that aid came a special relationship. From Moscow, Charles Maines has more on that.
Omar Hernandez didn't have a role in building socialist Cuba. He was born in 1963, 4 years after the revolution. But growing up in a small town on the island, he did soak up one of its benefits, an avalanche of Russian literary classics, Soviet films, cartoons, and other culture that Soviet Russia exported to Cuba, all part of Moscow's wider effort to support the first communist uprising in the Western Hemisphere.
Don Kuini, eta Ruski Don.
Speaking in Russian, and we'll get to that later, Hernandez says a Cuban house was a Russian house. The television, the refrigerator, everything in it, it was all Russian. And, Hernandez says, Russians were on the ground in Cuba, working with Cubans to build factories, power plants, and other aspects of the Cuban economy. True, military hardware was also a big part of Soviet generosity. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis. But the Soviet-Cuban exchange worked the other direction as well. Take those lines on the streets of Havana for Barack Obama. Well, back in 1963, it was the Soviets in Moscow hoping to get a glimpse of Fidel Castro in his first visit to the USSR. Che Guevara also spent time in Soviet Russia, meeting with Soviet dignitaries, founding the Russian-Cuban Friendship Society, and taking in shows at the Bolshoi Theater. If those events offered their fair share of straight Soviet-style propaganda, they also spawned some genuine fun. Songs like the 1962 Russian hit by Muslim Magomayev, Cuba, My Love.
Cuba, любовь моя, остров зари покровой.
Russian independent journalist Konstantin von Eggert says, amid the 1960s thaw under Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev, the fascination with Cuba and its colorful band of bearded revolutionaries was real.
We always viewed it as a place where it was warm, where there was great music, and where people were more idealistic than we are. You know, the Che Guevara in his beret and this idea of romantic revolutionaries creating a new just society chimed in with the idea that socialism is essentially very good and romantic and great, but it was completely disfigured by Stalin.
Castro's government never matched Stalinist Russia in its repressiveness, but it was a distinct lack of freedom that led Omar Hernandez, by then an aspiring writer and playwright studying Russian theater in Havana, to flee abroad in the early 90s. Problems, says Hernandez, came from speaking his mind too freely in Cuba and led him to seek a life first in Spain and then later post-Soviet Russia. By then, much had changed in the Soviet-Russian relationship. Faced with its own economic problems after the Soviet collapse, Russia put an end to Cuban subsidies in the 1990s. Though President Vladimir Putin is now trying to reverse that. During a visit to Cuba in 2014, Putin wrote off most of Cuba's $32 billion Soviet-era debt to Russia and promised a new era of cooperation. Still, there's a growing sense in Moscow that Russia's special relationship with Cuba may be coming to an end amid the détente between Washington and Havana. Journalist Konstantin von Eggert says it's only logical.
Well, Cuba, in the first place, wasn't Russia's to lose. I think it was chained to Russia by, well, a quirk of 20th century history.
He says over 50 years of Soviet largesse have taught Russians a thing or two about their love affair with Cuba, something that Americans might bear in mind amid the easing of trade and travel restrictions.
I'm pretty sure when America returns and Cuba becomes a more normal country, they'll do very well selling their romantic attitudes to starry-eyed students from the East Coast coming for a bit of difference from American capitalism. But believe me, they'll charge you for that.
So viva la revolution, but grab the Che Guevara t-shirts before the markups kick in. For The World, Charles Maines, Moscow.
We've got lots more Cuba coverage online at pri.org/Cuba.